It's time for our weekly chat with RJDM, Rian Yordan Digital Marketing. And from RJDM today, we've got Max, who is the co-director and web developer, chatting to us about websites. We're still talking about websites. And today, we are asking the question, how do I get my website on Google? Max, first time we're chatting, a very big hello to you and welcome.
Hi, and thank you very much. It's wonderful to be on your show. I'm looking forward to our chats.
Yes, absolutely. So, always nice to learn more about websites. You know, I think you probably never can know everything about websites. You always learn something new. There's so many aspects when it comes to websites. But today, more specifically, how do I get my website on Google? I mean, where do you even start?
Yes, so that can be actually quite a long topic, and most clients always ask me, how do I get my site to show up on Google and on the first page of Google? And unfortunately, it's not a very simple answer. And the first thing that I really want to address is, you know, there's these marketing guys that come that call you from other countries that guarantee you number one on Google if you, you know, make use of their services. And unfortunately, it's a loaded proposal. It's nobody can really promise you that you're going to be number one on Google regardless of your business. The only time that really is possible is if you have an extremely unique service that you offer, and that where you do not have competition. So the most important thing is, don't get caught up with buying into search engine optimization as a service. Yes, it can be of value, but it does cost a lot of money. And what is important is always to remember that you're always competing to every other business that does the same service as you. So say, for instance, if you sell a soda drink and you now want to be number one on Google, remember that every other soda drink company is going to try and outrank you on Google. And it's a constant, it can become very expensive very, very quickly, especially if you look at tourism and accommodation. You know, we don't even recommend that if you've got a hotel or a bed and breakfast or in that industry to even try and rank with normal SEO, because these monopoly players in the market, like Bookings.com, Airbnb, those kind of companies that literally spend millions of rands per month, and you will never outrank them.
Yeah, exactly.
Regardless of how much, and they compete with each other. So what to me is important is that you can do what you can do. And the first thing that I always recommend is make sure that your business is on Google My Business, which is a free service that anybody can register for. It does take a little bit of know-how to create your business correctly on Google My Business. But that would be the first step.
Okay, because that's exactly what Rian also mentioned in last week's podcast, the Google My Business and how important that is.
Yes, for those listeners that's not too sure about, because people do confuse Google My Business with ranking on Google. So the difference is Google My Business is the part on the right-hand side of your website that comes up with your business information, your location, your contact numbers, and all of that. It's if a certain search term is entered. And there's only space for one such business. So specifically, if you type in, say, Rian Yordan Digital Marketing Company, then there's one spot that'll come up, although my ranking might be third on top of the Google page. But that's a very good place to start.
Okay, and what role does social media play in all this?
So social media, I always use the analogy that social media is like using a fishing line to catch fish. So you can either stand from the shore and try to catch a marlin, but if you don't have a boat to take you deep into the ocean, that's like not having a website, you know, some place where people can go to with social media. And if you have a boat, in this case, your website, and you go in, but you don't have a fishing line to throw into the ocean, the fish ain't going to jump into your boat by itself. And social media is like the fishing lines. At the end of the day, social media is what is all the lines that you throw out there that get people to come to your website or to make contact for your business to do better.
Mm. And then obviously your website needs to be optimized as well for SEO, and you need to get the SEO thing right, you know, in order to have a proper listing or ranking on Google.
Yes, if your website content, for instance, only has PDF documents and it doesn't contain any text, or you have a lot of images there and no text explaining what the people might possibly search for, then Google is not going to know that your site needs to contend in order to come up in its ranking. So if you offer a service like white rabbit grooming, the words white rabbit grooming should be in text format on your website somewhere. And the trick is that different clients search for that service using different terms. Some people may say groom my pet, or who grooms my rabbit, or who grooms rabbits. So all of those variations of what people might use to search for your service need to be built into the text. And then it becomes very technical. You can go into optimizing the images that you use. So for instance, if you've got a picture of a white rabbit on your website, then the actual name of that image, it shouldn't be image 123459. It should be something that says white rabbit grooming that the search engine then can recognize, so that your website can start contending for search engine optimization.
Mm. Yeah, so that's very, very important. SEO, like we said in last week's podcast as well, it's incredibly important. We reiterated it yet again today. Thank you so much to you, Max. And of course, you know, we should probably leave it to the experts to do this kind of thing for us and to get our website on Google. And you guys can help us with that.
Yes, we can. We specialize, obviously, in social media marketing and Google My Business. And we do have a very trusted team and associates that does search engine optimization specifically, should that be the route that we recommend. We're very open and honest. Sometimes it's just not worth the while for a client to spend $15,000 a month on search engine optimization, where they could get much better return on investment through social media marketing and so forth.
Perfect. So in next week's podcast, we'll be talking about the best practices for securing websites against threats. I'm actually looking forward to that. I think that's going to be very interesting. Max, thank you so much, and until next time.
Wonderful. Thank you for the time to talk with you. It was great. Speak to you next week.
Thank you.
Attention business owners and entrepreneurs, are you ready to take your online presence to new heights? Look no further than Reunion Don Marketing, your one-stop solution for all your digital needs. Whether it's a stunning website, top-notch hosting services, eye-catching graphic designs, or social media marketing to boost your online presence, we can help. Our dedication to excellence and a track record of success is what sets us apart. Reunion Don Marketing is trusted by both South African and international clients, delivering results that speak for themselves. Don't miss out on the opportunity to transform your online presence. Contact Reunion Don Marketing today and let us turn your digital dreams into reality. Visit our website at rjdm.co.za or give us a call at 087-1488-408. Reunion Don Marketing. Your success is our priority.